A bromance gone awry, a family shaken by defiance and reconciliation. There have been so many plot twists in recent days from the entertainment conglomerate Viacom. Viacom owns Paramount Studios as well as cable channels, including Comedy Central and Nickelodeon. And these plots are not just on the screens. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, these dramas are playing out in boardrooms and courtrooms.
Back in November, Viacom CEO Philippe Doman said his 92-year-old billionaire patron Sumner Redstone was engaged, attentive, and opinionated as ever. In February, Doman, newly appointed as executive chairman, started a conference call this way.
I want to thank my colleague, mentor, and friend Sumner, who is listening on the phone, for his vision, his guidance, and his inspiration, all of which will continue to energize us.
That was then. For months, Doman and Redstone's daughter Sherry have been waging a pitched battle for future control of the media mogul's trust. Even though Viacom is publicly traded, Sumner Redstone controls 80% of the company. The trust will determine Viacom's future. On Friday, a lawyer who said he represented Sumner Redstone told Doman he would be stripped of his place on the trust's board. Earlier today, Doman filed a suit in Massachusetts, calling Redstone afflicted by dementia, impaired cognition, a slowness of mental processing, a loss of memory. Doman says Redstone is being manipulated by his daughter, a charge she denies.
The drama is about the single reason that we have corporate governance rules in the first place.
Nell Minow is vice chair of Value Edge Advisors. She counsels large institutional shareholders on the soundness of their investments. She says Viacom is among the worst governed she sees.
You've got to have some system for making sure that they make decisions that are good for the long term. And basically, the entire structure of anything that Sumner Redstone has been involved in has been based on the denial of the actuarial tables and his idea that he's going to be able to just push on forever.
Doman is a lawyer who has worked closely with Redstone for more than three decades and has been CEO since 2006. Eric Jackson is managing director of Spring Owl Asset Management, an activist investor group.
The whole company traditionally made lots of money.
Jackson says that under Doman, Viacom has failed to keep pace. And Jackson made his case publicly in an influential presentation.
They have suffered the worst of the lot. They have seen a tremendous decrease in their stock price. There's also been little evidence that there's a turnaround underway.
Doman has said he has big plans to turn around Viacom's stock performance, but he was forced to reverse plans to sell a stake of Paramount Pictures to an outside investor, saying he misunderstood Redstone's intentions. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.